Assemblyman Troy Singleton says the money deposited in those accounts would be excluded from gross income.
We realize that one of the biggest stumbling blocks for folks trying to get their first home is having the resources necessary to make that first payment. So what we've tried to do is mimic the highly successful 529 plans that folks have used for college education.
Singleton says that would help young people who want to build a nest egg for a down payment, as well as older residents who have not been able to save enough to get their first home. Singleton says lawmakers have not yet established a maximum limit on the amount that could be deposited in one of those tax-free accounts. The money would be taxed if it were withdrawn for something other than a first-time home purchase. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.